The Warriors blast out of the gates against the Cavs on this MLK Day and work diligently to build a lead that grew to as much as 39 points. Kevin Durant aggressive on both ends throughout. He finished with 21 points and 6 rebounds. Stephen Curry drained 5 threes on his way to 20 points on the evening with 11 assists. Draymond Green, a powerful presence, the triple-double with 11 points plus 13 rebounds and 11 assists. Add to it 13 boards from Zaza Pachulia and 14 points off the bench from Andre Iguodala to go with 5 trays from Klay Thompson, who finished the evening with a game-high 26 points, and the Warriors' attack relentless in the 126-91 win over the Cavs. Here's Coach Kerr and KD.
Obviously, I can talk about a lot of different people playing well tonight, but defensively, to put that kind of pressure on and to rebound as well as we did to go along with that defense. We were finishing possessions. You know, we were getting stops, but then getting the rebound, that allowed us to get out and run, and Steph did a great job getting us going.
Steve, was it an incident? Do you think it changed any kind of feeling of the game? It seemed like, I mean, you guys were having a great first half, but it seemed like the energy ramped up after Draymond and LeBron.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen the replay, so I can't really comment on, what exactly happened other than what I saw, and it just looked like a normal foul where a guy's in transition, you want to foul him and take away the fast break, and obviously he went down hard and sold it pretty well, but when I look at the replay, I might think, oh yeah, that was definitely flagrant, but I haven't seen it, so it's tough to assess, but it's a pretty big, strong guy. It changed a little bit, but then we recaptured the momentum and finished the half well.
Steve, is there any point that a team can get in the Warriors' head if they had beaten you again after what happened in June and losing the other day, or is that just not something that's possible in June?
I think all that stuff is overplayed. They beat us last year, and they earned it. But I think prior to them winning their 3 in a row last year, we had won, 6-7 in a row against them. And, you know, it's just the nature of the game. You get two great teams, and they're playing each other over and over again. You're going to have some swings in momentum, some streaks or whatever. But, I don't really buy into that. I know last year, we beat them in Cleveland in January by a lot, and everybody – counted them out and said we were in their heads and they won the whole thing. So, I don't pay too much attention to what everybody else is saying.
So no sense that you guys needed this.
Well, we wanted to win. I mean, we weren't happy with our Cleveland game Christmas Day. Absolutely, anytime you are facing a team that is one of the best in the league, you're going to be up for it, and we were definitely up for it. You could tell we had a lot of good energy and played a good game.
Steve, after struggling on the glass on Christmas, you guys were pretty dominant in that respect today. What was the biggest difference in your mind?
I think just the physicality that we brought. I thought Zaza was great. Draymond was tremendous. David West came in and did a good job. Andre was terrific. The physicality, I didn't think we met that challenge Christmas Day, and tonight we met it. We were good defensively, and when you hold a team to 35% shooting, it's 31 for 88. So they missed 57 shots. They only got 7 offensive boards. That's phenomenal. So much better overall. Just effort in terms of the physicality.
This was the first time the Cavaliers have been back here since Game 7. Did you flashback to that at all? Did you bring that up to your players at all? Did that linger at all?
No, they know. We all remember that, so I didn't have to say anything.
Does the fact that a number of the games between you guys have been blowouts make it easier for you guys to keep this game in perspective in terms of looking ahead, in terms of if you face them again, that maybe that's just the nature of how you two teams play?
Hopefully we'll have to think about that. That would be great if we had to actually give that any thought, but we're halfway, give it some thought now and then address it, speculate. me speculate as to what might happen in June if both teams are really lucky and we get there. No, it's just, you know, like I said, postseason's different. Playoffs, what happens in January generally doesn't affect, you know, what happens later on. And that was proven last year. It's probably proven most years, but it's main thing is it's a good win against a great team, and we're halfway through and we're in a good spot.
10 blocks tonight again. I mean, rim protection was talked about as such a weakness in the potential weakness in the preseason. Do you feel like it's become a strength of this
team?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, it really surprises me that we're number one in the league in block shots, but I think the activity level when it's high, we've got a lot of, you know, long-limbed, active defenders, and we may not be the sort of prototypical big, strong team, but when we're active, you got guys like KD and Draymond who are able to get their hands on a lot of shots and around the hoop, and Andre and Sean are you know, long-armed. They can challenge shots on the perimeter, and it's become a real strength, and it's great.
When you got Durant, I knew you must have at some point known that he was going to be guarding LeBron for some amount of time. He guarded him, I seem to recall, pretty well in the first game. How did you think he did in this game? How do you think he overall, how do you like that matchup as the way it's shaping up right now?
Yeah, I thought he was great. You know, KD was good on him, so was Andre. You know, we're lucky we're able to put different bodies on him, and because you have to, because he's so good, he's so strong and fast. You can't have one guy guard him the whole game, but I think we defended him well as a team. We stayed in front of him. You know, we fouled a little bit in the first half. That's what kept them in the game for a little while, was the free throws and the free throw disparity. But all in all, you know, I thought we did a really good job of making things hard for him. And you know, let's face it, he didn't have his best game. So doesn't mean much for later on, but I'm happy with our defense tonight.
Steve, when Andre and Sean are being productive and energetic like they were tonight, how has that changed your floor dynamic, and also does it alter your rotations much?
Well, it's huge for us. I mean, those guys are both big time players. You know, to be able to bring them off the bench, you know, Andre's been an All Star. He's been a Finals MVP. You know, Sean is so gifted, talented, and you know what he's done in his career is so amazing. Coming back from the injuries but if not for the injuries, you know, we're talking about an all-star, a multi-time all-star in Sean. So we're incredibly lucky to have the kind of depth that we do. But when they play with that kind of force off the bench, it really changes everything. And it could change the rotation, you know, based on how the game's going. When they play like that, it's we're tough to beat.
It's a great game. I think we did a good job of setting the tone early. You know, that team on the other side doesn't give up at all, so we knew we had to play for 48 minutes. And we controlled some of the things that haunted us last game. We controlled the turnovers. For the most part, we had probably three or four late in the game, but we out rebounded them. You gave them 7 offensive rebounds. We had 37 assists. That's the formula for us.
Kevin, when you come into this game, you know you're going to be facing LeBron quite a bit.
Yeah.
Do you think defense first and let the offense come? How do you mentally get ready for that?
Well, me, I try to think defense first every game. Sometimes, you know, it's, you know, I got to pull myself back and just worry about the defensive end, because offensively, you know, I could do that pretty well. But defensively, I've been trying to just stay locked in and focus every game, no matter what. And, you know, guard one of the best players in the league and somebody that can score from different ways and impact the game from different ways, whether it's in transition and pick and roll and ISO. You know, I just tried to stay locked in and rely on my teammates.
27 points and only one missed shot from Livingston and Iguodala combined. When you get that production from those two, what does it do?
Well, when we get that, that's huge. You know, that's huge. You know, Sean was great tonight. He was unbelievable. We want him to be aggressive, especially when he got smaller guys on him, shoot over top, just play his game. And I think tonight he didn't think and just went out there and played. And Dre, you know, just, you know, going out there and just doing what he do, man, and just, you know, impacted the game on the defensive end, making the correct plays on the offensive end. And he knocked down some threes tonight, which is huge.
When you get a big block like you did against LeBron tonight, are you able to sense what that does for the building here?
Yeah, I mean, especially at home, you know, when you get a block against anybody, you know, the crowd is into the game and they really enjoy that. You know, around the league now, in every arena, fans are starting to respect defense, and they can sense when that's a momentum shift, when you get a big block or a huge steal or, you know, a charge, you know. So those defensive plays are being recognized, and that's good for the game. And, you know, I think we did a good job of making a few of those tonight.
Kevin, you and LeBron worked out together a couple years ago, right, during the lockout? Yeah. Did you ever play one-on-one with him, or was it just training?
Nah, just training. Man, I forgot all about that. That's probably 5 years ago. But no, we ain't played one-on-one.
What did you guys do, just and how long just, had it come about?
Just worked out. Individually worked out in the weight room. Yeah, that's about it.
What was your perspective of the interaction between Draymond and LeBron? And did you feel like that changed the energy in the game at all?
Which play are you talking about? Oh, that was nothing, you know. Flagrant foul, they shot their free throws, we moved on. It wasn't nothing serious after that. It wasn't no – they moved on, we moved on. It wasn't serious.
Starting with the Christmas Day game was one of the times when you and Draymond kind of flipped roles in rotation. That time it was due to foul trouble. Tonight was due to choice. How are you feeling about that change in role?
I like it. I think Coach made a great adjustment, and it's allowing Draymond to control the ball a little bit in that second unit and giving me and Steph some time on the floor together. So it was great. You know, I think but this team, we adjust pretty quickly to things, and I'm sure he'll tinker with the lineups again. But for right now, it's last few games has been going well. We're just getting used to playing in different roles now. And been in the league so long, you kind of, like I said, adjust quickly.
Kevin, you mentioned your time on the court with Steph Curry today, and can you talk about your interaction with him? Are you feeling more chemistry with him?
Yeah. I mean, I think we have chemistry since the beginning of the season, you know, since training camp. You know, I've been watching him for a long time, and he's been watching me. So, you know, we know how we play and where he wants the ball and where I want the ball. So it's a matter of just, you know, that experience, just getting out there and playing. But, you know, when you're familiar with someone's game, you know, and you respect someone's game, it makes it easier to play with them.
And the Warriors have one more game on this home stand before they hit the road for a four-game trip. And it's coming up Wednesday night here as they host the Oklahoma City Thunder. At Oracle Arena, I'm Lawrence Scott.